In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
O Lord, open my lips, that my mouth shall show forth thy praise. O Lord, open our ears, that we may hear your good news, and open our hearts, that we may receive that good news with gladness and in faith. If I were to ask you what one verse of the Bible, or let's narrow it down to the New Testament. If I were to ask you what one verse of the New Testament best expressed the profundity of the gospel, I'm sure you would come forth with all kinds of answers. John 3:16 would probably be a favorite. But for the sake of this sermon, I am thinking of John 1:14. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was toward God, face to face with God. This Word of God that John speaks of in his prologue is, of course, the second person of the Trinity, our Lord Jesus Christ, God the Son from all eternity. He became man. The Scriptures teach that. The creeds confess that. We hear the wonder and the marvel of the Incarnation every Sunday, and we sing in praise to the God who loved us so much that He entered into this fallen world. He entered into the frailty of our human existence that we might be redeemed, that we might be set free from all the things that held us in bondage. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we see that in just about every gospel reading throughout the church year, in every church festival. Here it is, right here, the Word became flesh. Jesus Christ, true God and true man. Had He not been true man, had He not become flesh, how could this group of people bring to Him a man who was deaf, who had a speech impediment, who spoke with such a garbled tongue that no one could understand Him? If He had not taken on Himself our human flesh, how could He have taken this man, this poor, deaf, mute man aside from the crowd privately? If He had not put on our human nature, how could He have put His fingers into this man's ears? How could He have spit had He not been true man? How could He have touched this man's tongue? And how could He have made him who was deaf to hear again and to speak again? This is the wonder of the Incarnation, and it is because of the Incarnation of Christ Jesus that we can look forward to the restoration of all creation, that which shall finally happen when Jesus returns. That restoration is described in today's reading from Isaiah the prophet. In that day, the deaf shall hear the words of a book. Hey, you and I were deaf to God, deaf to His Word, but the Holy Spirit opened our ears through the gospel in our baptism so we can hear the gospel and believe it. We hear the words of a book, the greatest, most marvelous book ever compiled, ever composed, the very Word of God in written form. Out of their gloom and darkness, the eyes of the blind shall see. You know, amazing grace, I once was blind, but now I see. We see the glory of God revealed in Christ Jesus, the glory of His mercy, of His love, of His compassion, the glory that reaches out to us. Grace and truth have been revealed in Jesus Christ. We have beheld His glory, John writes, the glory of the only begotten Son of the Father. The meek, the poor in spirit shall obtain fresh joy in the Lord through the forgiveness of sins. The poor among mankind shall exult in the Holy One of Israel. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And hear this, those who go astray in spirit will come to understanding, and those who murmur, those who grumble, those who complain, the Spirit speaks through Isaiah, will accept instruction, the instruction of the Lord. Catechesis, if you will, didache, the teaching of the Word of God. God's Word teaches us about our imperiled, lost condition. God's Word teaches us that we were born dead in trespass and sins. God's Word teaches us that there is none who is righteous, no, not one, except the truly righteous one, Jesus Christ, God the Son, God become man. When we gather for Bible study, when we gather and participate in the liturgy and sing the hymns, when we hear the Word of God proclaimed, God is teaching us, and by His grace, we are accepting instruction. So, see yourself in this man in today's gospel reading. See yourself as being born deaf to the Word of God. See yourself as being so tangled up in tongue that you could not praise God rightly. But look what God has done for you in Jesus Christ. Jesus says to you, Ephatha, your be opened, and your ears have been opened to hear God's word. What a privilege this is for us. It's a privilege we often take for granted. We can gather freely on Sunday mornings and other times during the week and at other festivals to hear God's Word, where in some places in the world, the Word of God is in scant supply. It puts you under risk of your life to hear the Word of God and to proclaim His Word. Dear brothers, sisters in Christ, let us never take this word of life, this word come down from heaven for granted. Let us never be complacent, but may every hearing of the word stir up our hearts, renew our fervor and our delight in the saving word of Christ. Jesus, with His holy flesh, His holy body, interacts with this man. He spits. That's holy spit because it came from Jesus Himself. He spits and touches the man's tongue. He looks up to heaven because that which He is going to do is a gift from heaven. Just as that which He did for the world on the cross is heaven's gift to you and me, to sinners everywhere, that God comes down from heaven into this darkened, bereft world and makes the light of His face to shine, the light which is the glory of Christ. The man's ears were opened. They were released, literally, as though they were held in bondage of some kind. And He spoke plainly. The word for plain there in the Greek is orthos, means straight. Orthos, why does that mean straight? Well, you know orthopedic, you know orthodontist. What does an orthodontist do? He straightens crooked teeth. And thus it is with Jesus. He straightens that which is crooked within us. But he also enables us to praise God rightly. Orthodox, straight praise, straight glory. The orthodox faith, adhering to the teachings of the scriptures, adhering to the creeds of the church, gives straight and proper praise to God. We praise God rightly, and our praise is centered upon the marvel of his wonderful gifts for us. First article gifts, our bodies, souls, eyes, ears, our reason, all our senses, our family, our friends, our clothing, our shoes, our food and drink, but most importantly, our Savior Jesus Christ. Praise is brought to its pinnacle when we praise God for the gift of his Son. This is the highest praise we can offer. And you know what? When we sing the hymns, the orthodox hymns of the church, we are rendering this straight and proper praise to the triune God. When we confess the creeds, we are doing the same thing. When we hold fast to the teachings of the church, we are giving God straight, true, right, and proper praise. When we confess that Jesus gives us his very body and blood and the sacrament for the forgiveness of our sins, just as the Bible teaches, just as Jesus says, this is my body, this is my blood. When we come in faith to receive these, we are giving high praise to the God who is a good and gracious giver to us who are undeserving of his gifts. In the Gospel of Mark, you have something called the Messianic Secret. It really stands out in Mark's Gospel because many times after Jesus works a miracle, he tells the recipient of that miracle to shh, don't tell anyone, don't spread it abroad. Jesus says the same thing to the crowd who has witnessed this miracle of restoring hearing and speech to the deaf mute. And he charged them. But the more he charged them, the more zealously they proclaimed it. Well, Jesus told the crowd, told people to keep it quiet because he did not want to be known chiefly as a miracle worker. He did not want his ministry of healing to get in the way of his ultimate ministry of being the sacrificial Lamb of God who would die on the cross for the sins of the world. He did not want to be impeded in that ministry. But the crowd proclaimed it anyway. And Mark proclaims it to us in today's gospel. Well, the days of the Messianic secret are over. Christ has died. Christ has risen. Christ has ascended to the right hand of the Father. And so we in the church are called to be zealous proclaimers of the good news to a world still in the darkness of sin and unbelief. We are called to be as John the Baptist, who pointed out Jesus as the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Jesus who has done all things well. Jesus who will ultimately restore creation to its original perfection prior to the fall, and then even some. So thanks be to God for what Christ has done in this world, not merely for the people during his earthly ministry, but for people today. He comes to the meek and lowly. He lifts them up. He makes them the dear children of God by God's grace through faith in his Son. He forgives all of your sins richly and abundantly. He supports you in every time of need, in bodily, physical need, in times of grief, times of loneliness, times of despair. Jesus is with you. And you believe this. You believe this because the word of the gospel has opened your ears, and the Holy Spirit has worked through the message of the gospel to give you faith in Christ. And the Holy Spirit continues to call you to come aside to Jesus, to come aside where he is present for you in his saving word and sacraments. Yeah, he gives you many good things, God does, an abundance of good gifts. But the only gift that will outlast this perishing world is the gift of God's grace, mercy, and salvation in Jesus Christ. And in giving you that gift, God also gives you full participation in the life of the world to come, when Jesus makes all things new, not just a healing here and a healing there, not just a cleansing from leprosy here and a making the lame to walk there, but all creation shall be restored. What we have portrayed in today's gospel is a reminder of that fact. It's something that you can sink your teeth into, that you can take hold of. Yeah, I know we have people in this congregation who do have hearing impediments. What was that? Did someone say something? Sue would say, I have a hearing impediment. But one day, you shall be made new. One day, the eyes that are dim shall see clearly, and we shall behold the glory of the Lord, and we shall join our voices with the whole heavenly host in a chorus of praise. Glory, glory, glory. Alleluia. Hosanna to the Lamb. Hosanna to the one who sits upon the throne. Hosanna to the one who makes all things new. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And now the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus, your Savior. Amen.